The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Let's send it down to PA announcer Vinny Watt for our starting lineups for tonight's
starting
contest.
Starting at a forward, wearing number four, Kiara Kilgore. Starting at a guard, wearing number 10, Grace Nelson. Starting at a guard, wearing number 24, Cadence Leidick. A forward, she wears number 32, Abby Lingefelter. And in the middle, wearing number 40, Abigail Davidson. The Silver Streaks come into this contest a record of 12-4, 3-1 in tourney action. They're coached by Evan Massey. And now for the home team, the Lady Tigers of Olney. Starting at a guard, wearing number 3, Kinsey Weiler. A guard wearing number 5, Sarah Ingram. A guard wearing number 10, Riley Bloomer. A forward wearing number 33, Grace Bergner. And in the middle, wearing number 42, Danielle Brown. The Tigers come in with a record of 7-8, 2-2 in tourney action. They're coached by Ian Laughlin.
All right, there's our starting lineups. Thanks to PA announcer Vinny Walk here at Mattoon High School.
I was talking to one of the assistant coaches, Tom, when I went down there. Anna Blanks actually blew out her ACL during COVID season. She played the first five games this season, and then they shut her down just as a precaution.
So that's where our crutch is then.
Yep, they shut her down as a precaution, and she just had her knee re-scoped. They expect her back in a couple weeks.
Streaks in their road, dark gray with white number, silver and white trim. Tip won by Abby Davidson, goes to Kara Kilgore.
Kind of odd that we're the away team. I'm sure just how the schedule's set up.
Right, but just the bracket. Nice dish from Grace Nelson to Kara Kilgore. Posted up down on the right block, and she turns and puts it up and in. Streaks lead 2-0. Only in their home white with orange numbers, orange and black trim. Out to the right side goes to Ingram. Ooh. Three-pointer up and in. I think she hit at least one of those against us a couple of days ago, didn't she?
Yeah.
I believe she did. 3-2, Olney, top of the key.
Two of them, actually.
Okay.
She was 2 of 5.
Grace Nelson, Abby Davidson down on the left block. Turn around, up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Bergener for Olney. Bergener on the dribble, right side, goes all the way to the baseline. Cut off by Abby Lingefelter. Knocked the ball away. Bergener able to gather it and get it back. Now it goes to Kenzie Weiler. Left wing, Bloomer for three. Good. My goodness. They've come out hot.
They came out and they're realizing they're not going to have much luck driving against the streak, so they're going to try to go deep ball.
But I like what we've done. We've gone down in the post two times in a row. Didn't get the second one, but I hope we keep going that direction. Right wing.
That was kind of the weak area against Muhammad Seymour.
Grace Nelson. Now Cadence Leidick for three, top of the key. Missed it. Abby Lingefelter with the rebound. Puts on the floor and gets fouled by Danielle Brown. That'll be her first. Would have liked to seen Abby just take it up, but she does get to the free throw line.
Yeah, well, and it's good to see her picking up where she left off from the last game where she had, 12 rebounds against Muhammad Seymour.
Yeah. She's had, two double-digit rebound games here in the tournament. First shot is up and good.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is she's not going to get a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
I would guess that she's probably one of the leaders in this tournament regarding rebounding.
Absolutely, yeah.
But nobody keeps rebounding stats other than us.
Yeah, and I wish they would put that up, not just the scoring, because that was a very important part of the game. As Abby hits both, and it's 6-4. And now a near turnover, but Ingram able to run down the ball out near midcourt as they threw it away out of a trap. But Ingram came from the backcourt into the front court into the backcourt. Now it's Bergener. Drives right baseline. Pushes off. Yes, that's going to be a foul. And Bergener, nice job by Abby Lingefelter holding her ground. And Bergener used that right hand to push off and picks up the offensive foul and the turnover for Olney.
Something we don't see a whole lot of.
Now, 6:32 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 6-4. Grace Nelson will bring it across. Met at midcourt by Kenzie Weiler. Dribbles left. Left baseline it goes to Abby Davidson, who had Kiara Kilgore, got somebody short on her, got it down the double team, but Kiara spins.
Nice.
Baseline up off the glass and in.
Garrett's got some good post moves for forward.
6-6 tie, 6-13 to play here in the first quarter. Nice bounce pass to Danielle Brown, but she couldn't hold on. It's going to go back to the streaks. It came from Weiler, and I think she just put a little bit too much spin on it, and it went right through the hands of Brown because she was wide open down on the left block.
The plus about this masking requirement, Tom, is there will be no COVID on any of these chins.
That is true. That is true. Everybody will have very healthy chins, some of them healthy necks. Grace Nelson out between the circles. Out high left side, it goes to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Abby Davidson out high right side. Right wing to Grace
nice
Nelson. Finds
play.
Abby Lingenfelter on the give and go. Down the right side, lays it up and in. She's got four streaks. Retake the lead, 8-6, 5:40 to play first quarter. Right wing, Bergener with it, working against Abby Lingenfelter, holding on outside the three-point arc. Now kicks it back out high to Riley Bloomer. Bloomer working against Grace Nelson. Back to Bergener on the right wing. Now back out high, it goes to Bloomer.
I like the energy the Streaks have come out with in this game. We were worried maybe a letdown from yesterday, but they've come with great defensive intensity, and they're running very crisp plays on the offensive end.
Now it goes to Brown down on the left block, but shot blocked by Abby Davidson, but the Streaks turn it over on the outlet. A steal by Kenzie Weiler. She puts it up and in. Streaks turn it over for the first time, and we're tied at 8, 5 minutes to play first quarter. Nice defense by the Streaks, but then turn it over. Abby Lingenfelter on high left side, top of the key. Grace Nelson finds Abby Davidson going across the lane, right side, up off the glass and in. Like to see that. We should have a whole bunch of points in the paint tonight, and all of them so far have the two free throws on top of it. 10-8 Streaks.
Who threw that ball into her?
That was Grace.
Grace,
with the
thank
assist.
You.
Bergener on the dribble, right side, picked up, nearly traveled with it. Back door goes to Bloomer, and she lost a handle on it. Cadence Light, it comes away with it. Cadence dribbles, gives to Grace Nelson, back to Cadence out high right side. She'll fire the three, banks it in. Hard angle, we'll take it though. 3 points for Cadence Light, and the Streaks for their biggest lead at 13-8. 4:20 to play first quarter. Grace with a near steal, knocked it away. I'm surprised they didn't call a foul though.
Right.
Even Grace though it wasn't.
Grace already four assists in the game. There's some major carrying.
Yeah, Bergener on the
jeez
dribble. With a left hand, kind of carried it a couple times and then got rid of it. Gives it to Weiler, drives in. She lost a handle on it, but Brown picked it up. Shot blocked, though, by Abby Davidson. Comes back out high and a near steal. No, they, for some reason, threw it off the leg of Kira Kilgore. Now we have a tie-up. Where's the whistle?
Yeah, and
I mean, Grace Nelson had, who was that? Bloomer laying on top of her. Both had the ball, and no whistle, no whistle, no whistle. Finally, they called the tie-up. They both were had the handles on it. It's going to go possession or poised back towards Almy. That was a long time.
Well, that was a straight. Well, and Bloomer didn't even have her hands on it as much as it was between her legs. It was very awkward positioning.
Yeah. And if nothing else, you could have, I guess, called a travel on Grace or something. Yeah.
Because she used her feet to secure the basketball.
This is Weiler drives in, misses a shot. Danielle Brown with the rebound, but her shot blocked again by Abby Davidson. Kiara Kilgore with the rebound. Or I'm sorry, that was Addison Peck.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Addison Peck and Capri Ferguson in as well. Now Capri Ferguson down the right side lane, high off the glass, can't hit. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter kicks out to Kiara Kilgore, top of the key for three. Good! 7 for Kiara, 16-8. The Streaks have doubled up. The Alney Tigers and Coach Ian Laughlin wants a timeout. And it'll be a full timeout. We'll take one as well.
Mask timeout.
Okay. Oh, so they still get charged with the 30. So that's how it ends up being a 90-second timeout. I thought the mask timeouts were 90. Okay. So they're charged with the 30. It's also a mask timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 3:31 to play first quarter. Galesburg 16, Olney 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Bethesda Food Pantry, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
They were just running down the PA announcer, running down the scoring in the tournament again. That's fine, whatever. But Kiara Kilgore now on the verge of going over 100 points for the tournament. She's got 99 now. She had 92 going into this game. 3:27 to play here in the first quarter. Streets lead 16-8. Only with the basketball. This is Bergener, and it's stolen away by
Lingenfelter.
Abby Lingenfelter. Great job defensively. Left wing, K.R. Kilgore with it. Penetrates. She carried the basketball, but Bergener, every time she dribbles with the left hand, she carries it, and they're not calling it.
Call it both ways.
Yeah.
Care if you call it against K.R. Call it at the other end against Bergener.
Yeah, and it was a legitimate call.
Right.
But yeah, but it just bugs us when you don't call it both ways, and call it every time. Call it every time. Bergener's got it on the left wing. No, she can't go left, so she's not going anywhere. And finally passes out to Ingram. She brings it up high right side. And now.
That's a cheap one. They're going to call Kier for the hand check.
That's her first team foul in the game on the streaks.
Again, call it both ways. If you're going to call hand checks, call hand checks
both
ways.
Exactly. Let's see. Abby Davidson back in the streets. Kayla Pendergast in as well. Who gets a break? Addison Peck. Who else went out? Abby Lingenfelter gets a break. In for Alney is Reese Smith. This is Kenzie Wiley with the basketball, high right side. Right baseline goes to Bloomer, working against Capri Ferguson. Now goes to the wing.
Travel.
She took an extra step, put a shot up, and missed it. Kara Kilgore with the rebound for the Streaks. Apparently the ball hit
Bergener, who's laying on the line.
Must have went off the Kira's dribble. It must have touched her, and she was laying partly out of bounds, so they blew the whistle. Streaks had it anyway. Now they come out with a three-quarter court trap. Streaks beat it easily, get across. It's Cadence Leidick. Bounces for Capri Ferguson right of the center circle. Now to Kayla Pendergast. Left wing goes to Kiara. Back out high. Now Cadence Leidick. Swing it back to Kiara. Left baseline for three. Good!
They're in trouble because Kiara's
feeling it. She's got 10 and over 100 for the tournament. 19-8 is the Streaks lead. Near steal by Capri Ferguson out near midcourt. Bloomer down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Ingram for three on the right wing. Airballed that one, but the rebound comes down to the weak side to Weiler. Gets down to the block to Bergener. Spins, puts up the shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Still down the left side, leans in, and her pass stolen away by Kiara Kilgore. That five turnovers by them. Kiara tried to bounce to Capri Ferguson. I thought she stepped out of bounds. The official standing right there. Did you think she stepped
on the line? No, I thought there was some space, but it was close.
Now, Kiara,
left
baseline again. Three. Good! Kiara Kilgore, two in a row from the same spot, 22-8 streaks. She's got 13 in the game.
She's a perfect 5-for-5 from the field, too.
Weiler down the right side, partially blocked again by Abby Davidson. Rebound, Kayla Pendergast for the streaks. Gives way to Capri Ferguson. She'll walk it up. She'll be met by Bergener at midcourt. 1:20 to play first quarter, 22-8. Galesburg with the lead. Bounces for Kiara Kilgore on high right side.
Another one.
From Abby Davidson. Fires a three. Off the rim, no good. It's going to fall out of bounds.
I don't blame her. I would have been fired too.
You might as well. A little bit different angle for her, though. And she's made him from that spot, though, before, too. She was a little bit further away from the top of the key, a little bit not quite on the wing, somewhere in between there. But, keep shooting it. 1:10 to play. Grace Nelson back in for the streaks, as is Abby Lingenfelter. This is Ingram with it out high on the left side. 1:02 to play. Now Bloomer dribbles left to the left elbow. Bounces four. Who's that in? Jocelyn Van Mater? No, that's Smith. Reese Smith fires the three out high and puts it up and in. That's their third three of the ball game. 22-11. Streaks have still doubled them up. 46 to play. Cadence Leiter down the left block. A wide open Abby Davidson gets fouled.
And
they don't call the foul. She goes right up through the arm of Reese Smith. Took the contact, put it up and in, but no call. Now a three from the right wing by Ingram, no good, and the ball goes off of, I think, who was that? That was Weiler, so it'll go back to the streaks with 32.6 to play here in the first quarter. Full court pressure, some token pressure, and it comes to Kiara Kilgore. She's met, this is the number 30. We don't have her on the roster. I knew there was a 30 out there. She's not on the roster. Now down on the right block, it goes to Kiara Kilgore. She gets hammered.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
And it's going to be a Bloomer, I think. Could be Bloomer or Smith.
I wonder if 30 is just wearing a different jersey because we didn't have a 30 the first time we played them. So I wonder if she's just wearing a different number.
That could be Jocelyn Van Mater, maybe.
That's what I was wondering.
First free throw for Kiara bounces around and no good.
If there's one thing she's struggled at in this tournament, it's free throws. She hasn't shot a ton of them, but.
There's no 32 on the bench, so it must be Van Mater. Because the players on the bench are not wearing shooting shirts. You can see the jerseys. I'm going to say it's Van Mater. Second shot up and good by Kiara Kilgore. 20.8 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 25-11 lead. It will be Kenzie Weiler to trigger the offense. Brings it across, met by Lily Clark in now for the Streaks. Right wing, it goes to Ingram. Ingram, top of the key to Van Mater. Picks up, looks for help, bounces for Ingram out high right side. 8.7 seconds to play. In, tried to get it inside to Bergener. Nice defense again by Abby Lingenfelter playing behind her, and they threw the pass way high, and Abby able to knock it out of bounds down onto the right baseline, and Reese Smith will inbound. 5.5 to play. Don't want to give up an easy one.
5 seconds. How's that not 5 seconds?
Yep, there it is. Finally, the 5 second goes. That six turnovers?
Yes.
Six turnover. Yeah, that's, he didn't think he was going to count it.
Counting by halves or what?
So the Streaks have a 5.5 to play. Grace Nelson got to get one off quick. Gets a pick from Abby Davis and stops. Now, I have time to pass. Abby Lingenfelter fires a three. It's no good, but wouldn't have counted it anyway. But after one quarter, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a lead. It's Galesburg 25 on the 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, good. It's my favorite time of year.
Pumpkin spice latte season.
No, it's get dark early season. Or I can't go anywhere because I can't see at night season.
Here's an idea. Why don't you get that checked out at Kehoe?
Feel like you can't see when you drive at night? The experts at Kehoe Eye Care use state-of-the-art technology to determine the cause of your night blindness. Get the help you deserve with an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
The Knoxville United Methodist Church is seeking a part-time choir director to direct Sunday worship services and other special dates during the year. Salary is negotiable with musical background and some experience necessary. Get the details at Galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and apply today.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter, leading 25-11. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, third place game here at Mattoon. There's Grace Nelson on the right wing. Gives to Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key. Looks over the defense and gets it to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. Kiara on the dribble, top of the key.
Ooh,
pulls
defender.
Back. Stops, steps back for three, too strong, and the rebound comes down to Ingram. One of the, I'm trying to see which.
Defender fell over there.
Alney over here getting there, looking at the tape on her ankle. Might be Weiler, because she's not out on the floor. Down the right block, it goes to Brown. Was that partially blocked by Abby?
No, I don't think so.
Abby Davidson with a rebound, and here comes Grace Nelson to Kiara Kilgore on the left wing. Looking at the defense, fakes, penetrates. Now pulls it back out, gets to Grace Nelson. She'll fire the three from the right wing. Nearly banked it in as well. And the rebound brought away by Abby Lingenfelter. And Kiara Kilgore took the pass and was nearly fell into the backcourt.
Well, she threw it. Abby threw it back. And I don't think that Kiara knew where she was on the floor. But thankfully, she's on this side of half court.
Abby Davidson, 17-footer right wing, too strong. Rebound comes away to Reese Smith for Alney. 6:44 to play first half. Galesburg up 25-11.
This is Limpke.
Olivia Limpke is number 30. Brown just traveled with it, kicked it back outside to Ingram out high on the right side. Now right wing it goes to Limpke. Limpke working against Grace Nelson. Gets a pick from Smith. Now back the other way and looking for help. Finally gets it to Bergener out near midcourt is where she had to run it down. Grace Bergener with it, working against Abby Lingenfelter. Now right baseline it goes to Smith. Good defense by the Streaks. Only just not sure what to do with it. They'd like to penetrate. And now a near steal. Oh, the kick's going to be called on Abby Lingenfelter. I didn't see that.
Well, the problem is that the rule says you have to actively try to kick it. Now, it might have hit off her leg, but I don't think she's actively trying to kick it. You can if the ball goes off your leg, it's still a live ball.
Yeah.
It's not unless you actively try to use your leg to deflect the basketball.
Soraya Boyd
gets called wrong all the time.
Yeah. Soraya Boyd and Capri Ferguson both in for the Streaks. Abby Davidson, Grace Nelson each get a break. And it comes, a near steal by Soraya Boyd. Knocks it off of Brown, and yes, good job, Soraya Boyd. Knocked it away, went off of Brown, and another on the turnover, and Soraya Boyd makes her presence felt immediately. Streaks up 25-11, 6:09 to play, and actually nobody has scored here yet in the second quarter. I think, Kenzie Weiler, the point guard, is who's getting taped up over here on the stage to our right. Capri Ferguson out high left side. Gives to Soraya Boyd down the left block. Leans in against Brown. No comes foul. Up short. Ooh, nearly got her own rebound, but it's going to go off of Soraya last. Yeah, it looked like she took some contact from Danielle Brown. Good strong move, though, by Soraya Boyd. Brown much taller than her, about a good 5'11". And Soraya, what, at 5'8 in there for the Streaks. Coming back the other way, this is Bloomer with it, working against Capri Ferguson. Spins back to the right side. Now right wing, it goes to Bergener. Bergener looks over the defense. Over the pass, over the top, too high. Capri Ferguson comes away with it for the Streaks. Capri on the dribble, right side, pulls back out, bounces for Abby Lingenfelter. Left wing, it goes to Caden Slidek.
8 turnovers now for Olney.
Now top of the key, Kiara fires a 3 from straight on, too strong. And nice job, Soraya Boyd, kept alive, puts it up and got hammered, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Reese Smith is looking like, what did I do? We could hear the smack across right. her arm up here. So Soraya Boyd will go to the free throw line with 2 shots for the Streaks. Looking for the first points of the second quarter, 5:22 to play. Streaks leading 25-11. First shot is up and good. Soraya, 5'8 sophomore. Kenzie Weiler, no, it's not her getting her ankle taped. It's somebody else. Oh, she was over here getting her. It's somebody else. It's one of the Muhammad Seymour players maybe now over here getting taped up. But second shot is too strong. Rebound to Reese Smith for Olney. Now it's Bergener. Left wing, it goes to Bloomer. Brings it back out high left side, working against Capri Ferguson. Dribbles left, and Capri lost her footing. Now Bloomer down the right side of the lane, scoops it up, no good. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Oh, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds.
I don't think she ever got control of that basketball.
And maybe the ball bounced because she had to kind of dribble to try to get control, but maybe the ball hit the end line. So it'll be Smith inbound left baseline for all. On the out high left side comes to Bloomer, fires a 3-pointer, in and out, no good. Kiara Kilgore with a rebound for the Streaks. Kiara brings it up left side. Now out between the circles, on the dribble, goes to Soraya Boyd. Right wing, it goes to Capri Ferguson. Down on the right block here, Kilgore up and in on the feed from Capri Ferguson. She's got 16 in the game, make it 28-11. We thought, well, there's no way she's going to get a chance to catch up with the two leading scorers. She might, though. Now Bergener down the right side lane, got free. Oh, Soraya Boyd with a great block, but gets called with the body. And unfortunately, Soraya did this. She went straight up, hands were straight up, and Bergener's momentum actually took her into her.
Right.
So, you know, I rule-wise, I think it's, hey, you hold your space. It's whoever initiates the contact, but that's not the way that normally gets called. So Bergener goes to the free throw line, missed the first one. First foul on Soraya Boyd. Bergener has not scored in the game.
She's only taking one shot.
She has not been very active after getting blocked.
No.
she was dribbling, looking to get a shot, and Abby Lingenfelter just wouldn't let her get anywhere near the basket or get a free shot off. Second free throw up. That one is good. That's her first point. And she was where at on the scoring list? She was somewhere. She had 48 points coming into tonight's game. 28-12, Streaks lead. Abby Davidson back in. Grace Nelson, Kayla Pendergast, Caden Slidek, Kiara Kilgore for the Streaks. This is Abby Davidson out high on the left side. Gives to Kayla Pendergast. Left wing, it goes to Grace Nelson. Grace holds on, gets to Kiara out high. Now it's Caden Slidek right side, brings it back out. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Abby Davidson, goes baseline, reverses it. Now tried to get out to Grace Nelson, overthrew her. Grace had to save it in bounds, and the Streaks turn it over. Ingram comes away with it for Olney.
3 turnovers, all the Streaks have done so far, so they got to be happy about that. And we're going to get a foul called here on Kiara Kilgore.
I didn't see what happened.
She pushed the screener.
Okay.
A screen was set by Bergener or Weiler, one or the other, and she tried to push her way through it.
That's 2 on Kiara, the other foul on Soraya Boyd. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 28-12. Right wing, this is Bergener with it, working against Kayla Pendergast. Goes baseline, gets cut off, puts a shot up, no good. Wild shot, and the rebound goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up eventually. Nope. Somehow Bergener got it and got rid of it. How is it not 3 seconds,
I don't, because we don't call 3 seconds in this tournament.
Well, we had the one in the last game toward the end.
We've seen one call the entire time we've been here.
Left wing, Bloomer with it. Top of the key goes to Weiler down the right side lane. Nice bounce pass to Brown, and the shot rolls around and falls through. They tried that one other time, and the pass went right through her hands. Kayla Pendergast between the circles, 28-14 Streaks. Left wing, Grace Nelson with it. Ooh, had Abby Davidson open, didn't get it to her. Now pass to the right baseline. Cadence Leidick penetrates, now pulls it back out, gives to Grace Nelson. And now a timeout called by Coach Massey, and this is a 30-second timeout. We'll take time to thank Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streets, road games, and had a good time driving ahead, getting a kick out of this Nissan Kicks, a 2020 pre-owned vehicle. Got around 13,000 miles on it. A really, really nice car. Got all the great technology that you get with the Nissans. Lots of great safety features and really fun to drive. Gets actually really great gas mileage as well. And, yeah, really, really fun one to drive. You can check it out coming up later. Well, we'll be back on the lot tomorrow. At actually, probably not till. Yeah, because we're going to get back late, so you probably won't be able to check it out till, yeah, I guess tomorrow's Thursday. Yeah, so at some point tomorrow, they'll have it all ready to take a look at. But if you're looking new, whatever you're looking for, just stop by and chat with the guys there. They can help you out, help you find what you need. And you may have to wait a little bit for a new one, but they'll be able to get it for you. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. 3:06 to play here in the first half. Streaks with a 28-14 lead. Galesburg High boys basketball is coming up there.
I got an update on that. Okay. The boys game against Dunlap at Taylorville, the third place game, will still be on the laser, but pregame was scheduled for 6:40. The prior game between Taylorville and Rochester is running late, so they're just waiting for that one to get by. The nature of these tournaments is that oftentimes we are running late. Yeah. So
multiple games.
I would guess that pregame probably going to be closer to 7 unless they go to overtime.
So, again, that will be on 92.7 FM, the laser. Abby Lingenfelter with it. Now Abby Davidson to Capri Ferguson out high right side. Backdoor pass, Abby Davidson left side, high off the glass. Missed it, though. A little bit too strong. Now Bloomer comes away with a rebound for Alney.
Looked like she tried to shoot that a little too high.
Yeah. Right wing. A pass stolen away by Capri Ferguson. Nice job, Capri. Down the right side. Here comes Capri. Right side. Lays it up off the glass and in. Capri Ferguson with her first basket. Nice defensive play. And rewards herself with a basket, 30-14.
She has those electric moments at times, Tom, that makes you think that the future for her is going to be bright.
Absolutely.
If she can put it all together next year.
Yep, just a sophomore. And or is she a junior?
I think she's a junior.
She's a junior this year. Shot missed, and the rebound comes down to Abby Lingenfelter. Now Capri Ferguson across midcourt, 2:16 to play in the half. Streaks with a 30-14 lead. Capri dribbles left.
Takes contact, no call.
Now Abby Lingenfelter out high. Looks over the defense, gets to Capri. She'll bring it back out and reset.
It's kind of crazy that we saw that hand check called on Kira earlier in the game, and right there you get a bump and no call.
Grace Nelson stops and fires an 18-footer and somehow banked that in from that angle. I don't care how it goes in, it goes in.
Well, and she seems to have a propensity for the bank shot, too.
I don't know
if she specifically works on it or.
32-14, nice defense again. Oh, Abby Lingenfelter gets called. And again, I give Bergner credit, she's the one creating the contact from the offensive side and gets the call. Abby Lingenfelter, her first foul, and that's going to put Grace Bergner at the free throw line. She was one of two earlier in this quarter, and that one bounces off no good. 1:43 to play in the half, 32-14 is the Galesburg lead. Unfortunately, we won't be able to bring you the members of the all-tournament team or the most valuable player because they don't announce that till after the championship game. Second shot is up and good. She's got 2 points, 32-14 streaks. Now 15, actually. 1:40 to play in the half. So Kira Kilgore getting some good rest here to wrap up the first half. Capri Ferguson, top of the key, Cadence Leidick. Cadence puts on the floor, back to Capri. Out between the circles, backs it out near the center circle. Crosses over, stops at the free throw line, pulls it back out. Now dribbles right, pulls it back out.
Wiley's shoe came off. Yeah. And Capri just backed it out and let her put her shoe back on. I'm not sure.
And she looked at the official as if he was going to stop the clock. That wasn't going to happen.
Well, I think she wants a push-off from Capri, but Capri's not extending the arm.
Abby Lingenfelter for three, top of the key, too strong. Rebound comes down to Weiler for Alney. Under a minute to play, first half.
Who shot that ball?
Abby Lingenfelter.
Okay. I'm like, that's what I thought, and then I'm like, it was a three.
Oh, now a push. Come on. Now we got a push called on Caden Slider down to the right baseline, and it was Weiler. Weiler kind of ran into her, and it's going to go against Cadence. That's her first foul. So that is five team fouls down the streaks, and they'll have it down on the right baseline. Ingram to inbound, and it comes to Bloomer. Long three right side is good.
Wow.
Way out there. Jessica Howard country. That's her second of the game.
I saw her in the game against Mattoon. She had a couple deep threes.
Yeah. 32-18 Streaks, 35 seconds to play in the half. Grace Nelson, left wing with it. Streaks a little bit stagnant offensively here in the second quarter. Free Ferguson, oh, and turns it over. Threw it right into the hands of Ingram, now with 23 to play. Now it's Bergener, top of the key, dribbles right, gets to Bloomer, out high right side to Weiler with 17. Now Ingram between the circles with 16. Picks up. Now Weiler between the circles with 12. She's going to hold on. Looks like they'll work for one. I'd drop, take a little pressure off defensively, make him shoot it from the outside. Now, shot.
Oh,
blocked.
What a block.
Cadence Leidick, as it was Ingram that put up the three from the right toward the right baseline. And Cadence was a long way away from her and smacked it out of bounds.
She spiked that off the mat on the baseline like a volleyball spike at the net.
3.6 to play, and it comes to Brown. Turns and shot blocked by Abby Davidson and Abby Lingenfelter with a rebound. We have played one half of basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks playing a good first half on their way to hopefully bringing home a third-place trophy. At the half, it is Galesburg 32, only 18. Come back with our halftime show, run down some halftime stats, talk more about this one. Streaks lead at 32-18. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum from WGIL. Mark your calendar for the second and third Friday of each month when the Oaks Senior Center hosts a dinner and country and oldies music show and dance. Dinner starts at 5, the band begins at 7. There's seating for 100 with a large dance floor, so come out to 176 Farnham in Galesburg. Learn more on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out, and you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Olney Tigers 32-18. That in the third place game here at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Good first half from the Streaks. They outscored Olney 25-11 in the first quarter. The teams played even 7 points apiece in that second quarter, but the Streaks in control here tonight. You know, the other thing that was nice to see, Kara Kugler got a pretty good rest there for a good chunk of that second quarter, so she'll be ready to go in the second half. Again, all these girls, I mean, it's a lot of effort, five games in 3 days, and yeah, Streaks with a little bit of a short bench as well, so yeah, it's been a tough one, but come out, and they were ready to play tonight, and looking to take home a third-place trophy. Again, Galesburg High boys are going to be getting underway soon over at Taylorville. They are also playing for third place, and they are taking on Dunlap coming up here in just a bit. And that game will be on 92.7 FM, The Laser. And we'll have that that one for you. Brad Bedowitz there for that one. And that should be pregame should be getting underway pretty soon. Again, they were a little behind over there just like here. So that game will be coming up soon again on 92.7 FM, The Laser. Coming up, we're going to run down some halftime stats. Again, the girls, our next action will be coming up next Tuesday night. It is the makeup game with the Rock Island Rocks. It was supposed to have been a Saturday a couple of weeks ago, and we'll play Tuesday night at John Thiel Gym, and that'll be a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Eric and I will be there. Then we'll have Thursday, Saturday again, kind of back to the normal rotation, but a Tuesday night game for the girls coming up next week. Halftime here, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Allnee Tigers 32-18 is the score at the half. Come back, run down some stats, and bring you the second half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looking for the best sports and gambling information? Check out Statelines. Hosted weekly by Jason Gotch and Kevin Berger, Statelines takes a look at football betting, including the best angles on the NFL, sides and totals, futures, prop bets, and more. Jason and Kevin also go in-depth on the Chicago Bears, giving you the latest news and betting insight for the Monsters of the Midway, as well as the rest of the league. And on each episode, the guys will give you their three best NFL bets for the coming week's slate of games. There will be betting talk for other sports, too. What's hot in the sports world? We've got you covered. Jason and Kevin give you a fun and informed look at sports and gambling. Want the winners? Check out Statelines, available wherever you get your podcasts. That's Statelines, Illinois' number one pro football gambling program. Available now on your favorite podcast platform and on the web at statelines.show.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Brett Wright from WGIL. The kids might not make it till midnight on New Year's Eve, but they'll definitely make it till noon. So let them count down and celebrate at Discovery Depot's Countdown Till Noon event this Friday from 10:30 till noon. They'll have New Year's Eve crafts and games and a balloon drop at noon. Get all the details on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow, maybe mixed with freezing rain at times, overnight low of 24. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, high of 39, low of 28 tomorrow night. Friday, partly sunny and a high of 47. In downtown Galesburg, it's 28 at WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Halftime here at Mattoon. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Allnee Tigers in the third place game. 32-18 is the score. Good first half from the Streaks. Let's start running down some stats individually. Kiara Kilgore, 16 points, and 14 of those coming in the first quarter, including three three-pointers in the first half. 4 points for Abby Davidson on a couple of baskets, three for Caden Slidek on a three-pointer, 4 points for Abby Lingefelter on a basket, and 2 for 2 from the line, two apiece for Grace Nelson, Capri Ferguson with a basket each, Soraya Boyd with 1 point on 1 for 2 from the line, Streaks with the 4 threes in the first half, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. For Allnee, nobody would, let's see, 6 points for Riley Bloomer. She had a couple of threes. 3 for Sarah Ingram and Reese Smith each on a three-pointer. 2 points for Kenzie Weiler on a basket. 2 points for Gracie Bergener on 2 for 4 from the line. And that's it, 2 for 4 on the, from the line, 4 three-pointers. And Gracie Bergener, I mean, we just had give especially Abby Lingefelter credit, has just really shut her down and frustrated her.
Well, and that's what happened in the first game, too. If you remember, the Streaks came out, and I think the first 6 or so shots she took, 4 or 5 of them were blocked shots. She just couldn't find her way. I think she's used to being able to go up and just do hook shots and running, sweeping hooks against the players, and our girls are just sitting on it and swatting it down. Stats-wise, though, 9 turnovers for only Streaks. A good job for only 4 turnovers. They did out-rebound the Tigers 13-11. However, only does have one more offensive rebound, 5-4. Only not shooting the ball well at all from inside the arc, 2 of 13, but they are 4 of 7 from distance. So that's been their money right now, and that's the only thing. I mean, they're down by 14, but that's the only thing that's kept them competitive, I suppose. Streaks 12 of 22 from the field, so shooting the ball really well, above 50%, 4 of 9 from downtown. So in any other game, I'd say they're sizzling from the outside, but only made the same number in 2 less attempts. So they've actually made the Streaks look a little bit more human in this one.
Streaks lead at 32-18 halftime. Only will have the basketball to start the second half. They will be coming toward us where the end of the court we're at. I guess we would be, I think we're on the east end. I think that's the way the school sits.
I think you're right.
We're on the east end. So the Only will be going west to east. Streaks will be going the other way. Kenzie Weiler with the basketball, guarded by Cadence Leidick. Starting 5 back out there for the Streaks. Abby Lingenfelter, Cadence Leidick, Grace Nelson, Abby Davidson, and Kara Kilgore. Bergener drives baseline, gets it out to the left side. A 3 up and good by Sarah Ingram.
They are hitting the 3-pointers.
Back the other way, Abby Lingenfelter gives to Cadence Leidick, left wing, drives baseline. Inside it goes to Abby Davidson, 8-footer in the paint, too strong. Nice block out that time. That was a good block out by, who was that, Weiler, I think. And Abby's trying to reach over for the rebound and got called for the push. That is her second foul.
Yeah.
First team foul to say that. That's one of the best box outs I've seen in this tournament.
Probably this season.
Yeah, that's true.
In all fairness, realistically, Abby should just let that go because Bloomer was going to easily get the rebound anyway.
Probably not used to getting boxed out. Out high it comes to Weiler, loses it near midcourt, gets it back, now gives to Ingram in the center circle. She dribbles left wing, goes to Bergener. Working against Abby Lingenfelter to the left elbow, kicks out to Weiler, top of the key. Now left baseline, it goes to
Ingram.
Yep, now it's Bloomer. Now it is Bergener down the right side lane. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Knocked her down. Are you kidding me?
Gosh.
Jeez, is that Abby Lingenfelter?
It has to be because Abby Davidson was on the ground.
Yeah, that's 3 now on Abby Lingenfelter.
Jeez.
So Abby Davidson got the nice clean block, and then Bergener runs into her and knocks her down. Why is that not an offensive foul?
Right.
So Danielle Brown.
By definition, it should be.
Yeah. Danielle Brown hits the first free throw. 32-22 now, a 10-point game. She can cut it to single digits with a minute 1 gone here in the first third quarter, and she does. That's her 4th point. Now it's 32-23, our first palindrome of the tournament, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Grace Nelson brings it across left side. Gives to Abby Davidson.
I think Altamont, we finished on a palindrome.
I think you're right. That's right. Now it's Cadence Leidick as Abby Lingenfelter got knocked to the ground. Cadence drives into the paint. 5-footer up and good. That was Kira Kilgore. She got 18 now. Make it 34-23. Weiler with it. Gives way to Bloomer out high left side. Right baseline it goes to Ingram being guarded by Kara Kilgore. Back out high to Bloomer out high left side. It's Bergener. They're going to go back and run this weave again, it looks like. Try to get some penetration. Carried the ball. No call.
Just assume we're not going to get there. We got the one carry call of the tournament against our girls.
Exactly. And our girls don't have a habit of doing that.
Right.
This is Weiler. Tried to bounce inside. Knocked away by Abby Davidson. Brown got to the floor and got it off to Ingram somehow. Ingram dribbles baseline.
Should have been a double dribble.
And she traveled before she threw the pass. Now left baseline. A wild, horrible-looking three-pointer from Bergener. It's going to go off of
I thought that went off Kira.
Yeah, they're going to say it went off Ingram. That was a horrible-looking shot from Bergener over there.
Well, she doesn't look like she's a three-point shooter.
No, not at all. Based on that, I'm the coach. And I'm like, you're not shooting that anymore.
Right.
So the Streaks bring it back the other way.
I'm kind of surprised that Kara didn't take that one because they gave her the left lane, side of the lane the entire game or the entire possession there up until the point that Abby Davidson flashed over.
Kara with it out high left side. Abby Davidson between the circles. Right wing to Grace Nelson. Backdoor pass to Kara Kilgore up off the glass. And a nice work by the Streaks offensively. Another assist for Grace Nelson. 36-23 Streaks.
20 now for Kara.
Left wing goes to Bergener. Working against Abby Lingenfelter, still in there with 3 fouls. Out high right side, this is Ingram. Back to Bloomer between the circles. Working against Grace Nelson, dribbles left. Back to the right now, good defense, and she lost her footing.
Should have been a travel.
And now the ball goes to the floor. We have a tie-up, and it's going to go to the Streaks. Yeah, yeah.
Anytime
she fouled and lost possession,
are holding the basketball, yeah, and you're sliding
across
the floor.
Yeah,
it's a travel.
But the Streaks get it back nonetheless with 5:09 to play. Capri Ferguson back in. She'll spell Grace Nelson out. Timeout called by Ian Laughlin. 30-second timeout. Are we going to add a mass timeout?
No.
Nope, not this
too
time.
Early.
So 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. We appreciate that. They get us around no matter where we go on the road, including 3 days down here in beautiful Mattoon, Illinois, and for Brad and the gang over there, over to Taylorville as well. And you can, if you're looking for a brand new Nissan, they're the place to go. They'll find it for you. They will find it for you. If you don't see it sitting on the lot, talk to them. They will find what you want and get it in for you and take care of your Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. So the boys pregame finally underway. That's over on 92.7 FM, the Laser. They're set to take on Dunlap for third place over at the Taylorville tournament after a tough loss to Sterling earlier this afternoon. All right, Streaks basketball, the five count already on. Official put the ball on the floor, and Kira Kilgore had to run sprint down there and get it, pick it up to get it into Capri Ferguson. Kira has it between the circles, nearly went down the right side lane, steps back, shoots the three, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Cadence Leidick. Abby Lingenfelter grabs it and puts it up and in. She's got six, make it 38-23. So the Streaks, after Alney had made a run and cut it to single digits down to nine, Streaks now up 38-23. Bloomer over to the left wing, it goes to Ingram.
Yeah,
Ingram.
First 5 points of the quarter scored by Olney. Last 6 points of the quarter scored by the Streaks.
Now it's Ingram. Left wing it goes to Weiler. Down on the block, tried to get it to Brown. Oh, and Abby Davidson nearly had a steal. She tapped it up and tried to grab it just out of her reach, and it fell out of bounds. Good defense, though, by Abby Davidson. So Ingram will inbound from the left baseline, a little bit far out on the baseline, out closer to the three-point arc. And it comes to, oh, that's a hook.
Yeah.
Bloomer hooked around Capri Ferguson, got it inside. Was that Brown?
Brown.
Yeah, Danielle Brown. And hooked around her and got the pass to Brown, who put it up and in.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to use that off arm to hook around to get position, but they allowed it there.
Left wing, Kira Kilgore. Now Abby Lingenfelter on high left side, 38-25 Streaks, 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Cadence Lida gives to Abby Davidson between the circles. Abby looking for some help now, just standing, now gets it to Kira Kilgore right side. Fakes left, goes right, baseline, pulls it back out to the wing, nearly runs into Abby, gets it out.
I don't know what Abby was doing there. She's just standing there as Kira was coming at her. You got to vacate the space and let her operate.
I don't know if she was going to try to set a pick, but Kira was coming right at her. Now backdoor pass to Abby Davidson from Capri Ferguson up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Abby Lingenfelter. Up off 1 foot off the glass and in. Abby Lingenfelter with eight now.
And eight rebounds.
40-25 Streaks. Maybe we'll see a double-double from her tonight. 3:23 to play, third quarter, 40-25 Streaks.
Why is there no count?
Yeah, we're. I think one of the fans said that. Three-pointer right wing, no good by Bloomer. Kira Kilgore with a rebound. Yeah, there was no count at all. Down court it goes to Abby Lingenfelter running the floor, up off the glass and in. She's got 10 and 8 rebounds and a timeout called by Ian Laughlin.
Who hit through that pass?
It was Kira.
Okay.
Kira Kilgore to Abby Lingenfelter, 42-25 Streaks, and is this a full timeout?
I think it has to be.
Well, now one of their players is injured. Is that Bergener down there on the floor? I can't tell who it is. Can't see the number.
Yes.
No, it must be Ingram.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because Bergener's on the bench.
Full timeout and mass timeout. So I guess it's just the mass timeout, so they won't be charged. 3:08 to play. Is it Bloomer? I can't see the number.
No, she's
Ingram.
Little.
Yeah.
Ingram's on the bench. Yeah, actually, it is Bloomer, because I don't see Bloomer by the bench.
Is it number 10?
Yeah, it's 10. Bloomer.
Okay. All right, we'll take a timeout, 3:08 to play third quarter. It's Galesburg 42, Olney 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do your kids get too much screen time?
Do we live in America?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, I'm on my laptop all day, then looking at my phone all night.
Does it bother you?
Well, I do get headaches a lot, feel really fatigued, have a hard time concentrating.
All of those are symptoms of digital eye strain, which is often caused by too much screen time. We all do it, but you don't have to suffer. The docs at Kehoe can keep your eyes healthy, comfortable, and working efficiently, even if you have to be on a screen all day long. Make an appointment today and get the relief you deserve.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
the latest headlines and hot topics with fun, entertaining conversations. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on WGIL.
Almy with the basketball, 3:02 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 42-25 lead. So Bloomer down there. Well, now she's standing there. We're looking at her left ankle. Three-pointer right baseline from Smith, no good. But somehow Brown got the rebound. It just bounced. Everybody stood there and looked at it.
Well, Abby Davidson didn't know where the ball was.
Now a three from Weiler, no good. Long rebound. Cadence Leidig down the left side. Cadence lays it up with the right hand off the glass and in. Cadence with five. 19-point lead for the Streaks, 44-25. Weiler with it out top of the key, fires a long three-pointer from straight on and got it. That's her first three-pointer. She's got five in the game and 44-28. Quickly back the other way, Kira Kilgore, left wing, penetrates, pulls it back out, and thought about the three, now gets to Capri Ferguson, top of the key. She goes right. Now Abby Lingefelter, top of the key. Abby looks over the defense, gives to Cadence Leidick, left wing, missed Abby Davidson down there, posted up. Now it's Kara Kilgore. Stops, thought about three. Knights dish down underneath to Abby Lingefelter. Missed the shot, though, and a tie-up on the rebound. Abby Lingefelter gets it from the floor, gives to Abby Davidson, puts it up and in from the right baseline. Great hustle by Abby Lingefelter. Got the pass, the presence of mind to get the pass from sitting on the floor to Abby Davidson, 46-28 Streaks. Bergener with it, left wing, penetrates, pushes off of Cadence Leidick, no call. Now gets to Ingram off the glass, no good. How's that not a foul? Abby Lingefelter with a great rebound with Danielle Brown hanging on her arm.
Yeah.
So what's that, nine
double,
rebounds
double.
Now? Oh, she's got the double. Cadence Leidick, three-pointer right baseline, no good. Abby Lingefelter with another rebound. Kicks out to Capri Ferguson. And the Streaks will reset with 1:28 to play here in the third, leading 46-28.
Abby Lingefelter, 10 points, 11 rebounds, and we're only in the third quarter.
Nice look from Capri Ferguson to Abby Davidson going to the right side. And gets bumped by Brown and couldn't hit the shot, but going to the free throw line will be Abby Davidson with two shots. Abby with 6 points in the game. Second foul on Danielle Brown. 1:19 to play here in the third quarter. 46-28 streak. So Abby Davidson, the 6'1 senior, at the free throw line. First shot is away and good. 7 points for Abby. Olivia Limpke back in. And she'll give Kenzie Weiler a break for Alney. So they're down two ball handlers now. They've got Ingram in there. As Bloomer was on the bench, second free throw up and good as well, and Weiler getting a break. 48-28, 20-point lead, first time of the ball game for the Streaks. 1:15 to play. This is Ingram on the dribble, working against Kara Kilgore, gets picked off by Brown, and Brown was moving on the screen. They didn't call it. Lemke drives in, a running one-hander is no good, gets her own rebound, puts it up, falls off, no good. Brown with a rebound, it goes off her hands, and it'll go back the other way to the Streaks with 61 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Streaks up 48-28. They can add to that here. Will they work for one or just try to get a good shot if they can get it? Left wing, Kara Kilgore with it. Gets to Cadence Leidick, top of the key. To Abby Lingefelter, left side,
nice,
left hand up and in.
Up.
She had to take the pass away. It looked like Ingram got a hand on it. Abby Lingefelter took it away, puts it up and in. She's got 12 and make it 50-28 Streaks. 35 to play in the quarter. Right baseline, it goes to Smith. She penetrates, cut off by Abby Lingefelter. Right wing now, it's Ingram working against Kara Kilgore, brings it back out high, hands off to Bergener. Bergener down the right side, goes baseline, bounces for Brown. Brown finally is able to reel it in, misses a shot. Bergener gets a rebound, and the foul's going to be called, though, I think, on Abby Davidson. And, yep, does go against Abby. That is her first foul. And that is the third team foul here in the second half. So Grace Bergener goes to the free throw line with two shots. That's her only points that come from there. She's 2-for-4 from the free throw line. And make it 3 out of 5.
It's the first one she's made on her first attempt.
Grace Nelson back in. She'll give Capri Ferguson a break. 16.9 to play in the quarter. 50-29 is the Streaks lead. So Bergener at the free throw line, eyes the second one. It is up, and it is good. 4 points for Bergener, all from the free throw line here tonight. Grace Nelson brings it across with 10 to play. Now Kara Kilgore gets picked, steps back, fires the three out high right side. Got undercut after the shot, no call. I heard the Streaks bench yell for something. Now 2 seconds to play. This is Ingram. Long down court pass to Bergener. They can't get a shot off. We have played three quarters of basketball. Streaks in control after three. It's Galesburg 50, Olney 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Olney with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Inbound comes to Olivia Limpke. She drives down the right side, lays it up and in, make it 50-32. That's her first basket. First basket of the tournament, as far as we know.
Well, yeah.
Kiara Cooper, three-point attempt blocked by Bergener, but the rebound, Abby Davidson. Now gets it to Kiara on the left wing. Penetrates, goes up on the left side, left hand, missed it, too strong. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter can't hit, but she is fouled.
That was Kiara's first miss from inside the arc. She's now 5 of 6.
And the foul goes against Bergener. That's her second. So Abby Lingenfelter goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 12 points in the game and make it 13. And what, 11 rebounds or 12 now?
They're 12.
12 rebounds. Pretty impressive night.
Yeah.
51-32 streaks, 7:27 to play in the ballgame. Second shot rolls off, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Kicks out to Grace Nelson, left wing. Brings it out high to Cadence Leidick, top of the key. Cadence dribbles right to the wing. Back out high between the circles to Grace Nelson. She'll reset. Grace goes left, bounces for Abby Davidson in the left corner. Out to Abby Lingenfelter, top of the key, Grace Nelson. Missed Abby going across the lane. Now Kiara Kilgore, the three-pointer left wing, way too strong. And the rebound comes down to Brown. And it's knocked away by Cadence Leidick, but Bergener gets it back for Olney.
They're starting 3 for 3 from three-point range. She's missed her last seven.
Bergener getting fits from Cadence Leidick, having trouble handling the ball. And then now we finally got a five call, but
five count,
but he's going about 1 second every 4 seconds, though. Now Bergener has it left wing, brings it back out to the top of the key, hands off to Smith. Smith left side, stops at the elbow in the paint, knocked away and stolen by
who else?
Abby Lingenfelter. 51-32 streaks.
Abby's been everywhere in this game.
She's got it, top of the key, right wing, Kiara Kilgore. He looks around, gives to Cadence Leidick down the right side lane, splits the defenders and can't hit the shot, but a foul's going to go against either Brown or Smith. Now he's discussing with the other official. Guessing Brown. Yep, goes against Danielle Brown, and that is her third foul. Cadence Leidick goes to the free throw line with two shots for the streak. She's got 5 points
in the
game.
On the scoreboard for two.
Oh, okay. Well, first shot for Cadence is up and good.
Although, wait, they put 24 up there.
Oh, that would
did
be
Smith.
Did
it go on Reese Smith?
Yeah, it did go against Smith then. Okay. I thought they were looking.
I thought it was two.
Well, 24-42, it's hard to tell. Same numbers. Second shot up and good as well for Cadence Leidick. She's got seven, make it 53-32 streak, 6:18 to play in the ball game. Lemke with it, top of the key, cut off by Grace Nelson, goes to the right elbow, hands off to Smith. She stops, and her pass knocked out of bounds by Cadence Leidick, tried to get Bergener on the right wing. Cadence got a hand on it, knocked it away. So Olney will have it on the far sideline. It'll be Smith to inbound. Bounces for Ingram. I don't think Weiler hasn't been back in after getting that ankle tape up.
Yes, she was.
That's right, because she hit the three-pointer after that happened. Now this is Lemke, drives, kicks out to Bergener. She'll penetrate left side. Bounces left baseline for Smith. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Brown. Shot blocked by Abby Davidson. Rebound, Grace Nelson. Another block for Abby Davidson. Now Cadence Leidick on the feed from Grace Nelson. Splits the defenders in the paint. Missed the shot, though. Bergener with the rebound.
Who shot that?
Cadence.
Trying to catch up with all my stats.
Now Bergener just traveled with the ball, no call. She lost her footing and picked up the pivot foot. Now Smith, three-pointer right baseline is no good. Rebound, Cadence Leidick.
Every play lately has had like three different stats in it, and it's slowing me down. We got blocks, kinda rebounds,
back,
shots,
back to the
shot
day when
attempts.
They were, when they were playing the system, we're both looking down, writing down the three, and by that time we've already gotten a steal on another three up. Top of the key, Caden Slidek, speaking of, just inside the three-point arc. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Brown. Just over 5 minutes to play in the ballgame, 53-32 streaks. Now we're looking now like a fifth game in 3 days. Both teams look a little fatigued, and shots are falling
short.
Shots
are short.
Yeah. Bergner drives. Oh, come on. Bergner drives down the right side of the lane, and I don't even know if there was contact.
Well, even if there was, Abby was straight as can be.
And it didn't affect the shot, except their arms were straight up.
Arguably, if she's the one that initiates the contact, that should be a foul against her.
Yeah, which she's a master of doing. First shot is up and no good.
The boys came out strong, 11-2 over Dunlap. Eagles call timeout, 3:46 left to go in the first quarter of their third place game in Taylorville.
Well, that's one of the things we were talking off there about, the fact that we like this tournament and the fact that we don't see any team we're going to see during the regular season. Second shot, no good. Abby Lingenfelter with another rebound, and the boys head there all the way down to Taylorville, and you've seen Sterling and Dunlap, who you've already played, and you'll see Sterling again. Top of the key, Abby Lingenfelter, left wing to Caden Slidek. In the paint, it goes to Abby Davidson. Turnaround, no good. Abby Lingenfelter, another rebound. And her pass tried to kick it out and it's stolen away by Brown. Is that our first turnover in the second half? Five for the game. This is Lemke in the paint. Spins the other way. Nice move. Up off the glass. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, Abby Lingenfelter. Now Caden Slidek, right wing. Oh, you're kidding me. You're going to call travel on that? And I'm not even sure she did. She caught the pass awkwardly, but I thought she got out on the floor as she was stepping. So two quick turnovers on the streaks with 4:22 to play, but they're leading 53-32.
15 rebounds for Abby Lingenfelter.
To go along with 13 points.
And probably won't get any credit of that from the tournament committee.
No, exactly. And this is her third double-digit rebound game of the tournament. And she was close the other one, wasn't she?
I think so.
Up near 8 or 9, something like that. So Ingram with it out high on the left side, guarded by Capri Ferguson. Also Caden Slidek, Abby Davidson, Kira Kohler. Now a steal by Caden Slidek. Down the right side, lays it up and in. Caden Slidek with a big defensive play.
She's so good at that, Tom. Seeing where the pass is going to come, and she jumps passing lanes so well.
She's got 9, make it 55-32. Now a shot from the right wing is an air ball.
That was on the line.
Yeah, she stepped on the line.
No, the ball hit the line.
Yeah, the ball hit the line, and Smith came and saved it, and they called her out of bounds, I think. They didn't. I don't know what he was thinking. All right, so.
Yeah, I don't know either, because it clearly hit the line.
Oh, now it looks like we're going to have a mass timeout. So 3:39 to play in the ball game. We've got a mass timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks lead 55-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, the Galesburg area's oldest and most trusted roofing contractor, TempletonRoofing.com.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
9 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 55-32 here at Mattoon. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson now on the floor for the Streaks. Starters all on the bench. Lily Clark, Kayla Pendergast, Antonia Kistler, Soraya Boyd, and Addison Peck.
So Kira finishes with what, 20?
Had 16 in the first half.
19, 20. So she'll finish the tournament with 112 points.
Addison Peck, top of the key, left wing. It goes to Antonia Kistler. Top of the key, it is Kayla Pendergast for three. Bounces high, no good, and the rebound comes away to Smith for Alney. 3:20 to play. And now they turn it over. It was, Sydney Shearer threw it behind Ingram and out of bounds, and that is a turnover for Alney with 3:18 to play. So the Streaks looking for the third place trophy here tonight. Lily Clark dribbles right down the right side of the lane, lays it up, shot blocked, though it's going to go back to the Streaks. Nice defensive play that time by Smith, but a good move by Lily Clark, and the Streaks will get it back on the left baseline. And it'll be Lily to inbound. She is a 5'5 junior. She's out there with, I think the rest of them are sophomores, aren't they? And it comes to Addison Peck in the paint. Pulls up with a five-footer. Can't hit. Might have been partially blocked. Soraya Boyd had her hands on the rebound, but Ingram comes away with it for Olney. 3:02 to play in the game. Ingram across midcourt right side. Met by Lily Clark. Crosses over. Goes top of the key. Now back to the right side. Now inside the paint. Pulls up a little eight-footer. Partially blocked by Lily Clark. And it's going to go back to Olney. 2:53 to play. Streaks with a lead, 55-32. Lemke with it, right baseline.
Lemke fakes, gets Kissler in the air, and then just stands there and waits for her to come back down and guard her.
Yeah, dribbled right into her almost. Now that's a travel, not called on Shearer. Gets it back out to Ingram.
Oh, I thought she was going to dribble again.
I did too. She thought about it. And who knows if the double dribble would have been called.
I may go with no.
Yeah. Lemke dribbles to a good defense by Soraya Boyd. Now kicks out to Smith for three. Rolls off no good. Should have been over the back. Now the ball goes to the floor. And no tie-up either. Now coming away with is Addison Peck. And she got pushed. She traveled, but she got pushed. So Addison Peck came away with the ball, got pushed, and it made her travel. Yeah. Well, it's going to go back to Olney with 2:22 to play. Inbound knocked away by Lily Clark, and they'll do it again. Now Ingram will inbound it. Oh, no, it won't be. It'll be, it will be. She was going to step away. Nope, now Shearer's going to do it. Changed her mind. No, get it to me. I'm going to shoot. So Shearer to inbound.
Shearer's like, we tried to throw it to you. You didn't catch it.
And now it's knocked away and stolen by Soraya Boyd. Soraya on the dribble left side. He leans it up off the glass short. Rebound kept alive by Lily Clark. And she's got it for the streaks. Lily crosses over back to the baseline. Leans in, can't hit, but she is fouled by Rebecca McDonald. Great job. Nice job by Soraya Boyd on the steal. Couldn't get the shot to fall. But Lily Clark keeps it alive, gets the offensive rebound, and she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots with 2:09 to play. 55-32, streaks lead. First free throw is up, rolls off, no good. So the boys on 92.7 FM, the Laser, when we get our postgame finished up, we'll also pick them up here on WGIL. They're playing Dunlap over Taylorville for third place. Now we've got a lane violation, and it's going to go against the streak. Somebody got in too soon, and the free throw was missed anyway. So we'll bring it back this direction. 2:09 to play. Streaks with a 55-32 lead. They outscored all the 18-12 in that third quarter.
Clock operator was a little slow getting the clock started again
We don't need that.
No, and I'm sure the tournament officials don't want that either. As this
another steal by Soraya Boyd. Now it's Lily Clark. Lily down the left side, goes right up off the glass and in. Soraya Boyd with a steal. Lily Clark with a layup up and in, make it 57-32. Now a long three from Ingram. That's short. Rebound Lily Clark. Streaks on the run. Lily down the right side against Ingram. She'll take it right at her up off the glass. Too strong. Smith down with a rebound for Olney. That's the way to do it. You got the opening. You might as well take it in. You might draw some contact. Couldn't get it to fall, though. Now it's Smith on the right wing with 1:27 to play for Olney. Working against Addison Peck. Kicks it out to Lemke. Now it's Ingram top of the key. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane. Shot high. Wow, I don't know if he got that off. Kind of just high arced it up over the outstretched arms of the Streaks players. Three of them there. And Ingram, that's her first two-pointer of the game. She had a couple of threes. 57-34 Streaks. 1:05 to play. Top of the key, it is Kayla Pendergast. She'll fire the 18-footer. Good! Kayla Pendergast had to get a good grip on the ball, then gathered herself, put the shot up and in. 59-34 streaks. Lemke on the dribble down the left side lane. Stops at the free throw line. Now gives to Ingram. Now left wing goes to Shearer with 44 seconds to play. She penetrates, five-footer up and no good. Rebound comes down to Antonia Kissler, but it got taken away. She got bumped by McDonald, who took it away. Now Ingram just lost the ball out of bounds. 33.8 to play.
16 turnovers for the Tigers.
Get a chance to chat with Streaks coach Evan Massey, I'm sure relatively quickly after we get the trophy presentation. That'll happen right after this one. Addison Peck down the right side lane, splits the defenders, gets it up, no, but she's fouled, and I think it's going to go against Ingram. Got between the defenders, got off balance, but able to get the shot up and gets to the free throw line. Ingram picks up the foul, her first, and Addison Peck goes to the free throw line with two shots with 23.4 seconds to play. Her first shot is up and rolls off no good, a little bit short. So the Streaks will take home the third place trophy here at Mattoon. Second shot, no good. That'll be the first time we've gotten that trophy, isn't it?
The third place, yes.
Yeah. And Mattoon Olney comes away with it. This is Lemke with 15 seconds to play. Down the left side of the lane. Kicks out to Ingram. She fires a three. In and out, no good. And Antonia Kistler with a rebound with seven. Antonia on the run. Underneath it goes to Addison Peck. Up off the glass and in.
Good
nice
pass.
Job. Antonia Kistler to Addison Peck. Final score, Galesburg 61. Olney 34. Streaks win third place in the Mattoon tournament. 61-34, your final score. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down some post-game stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it 61-34. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. WGIL. Proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith from WGIL. Become an animal expert when you join the Galesburg Public Library's Animal Explorers Club for kids in grades K through 3. Participants receive a free take-home kit with books on the animal of the month and an explorer guide, then meet to share info and enjoy activities on the last Tuesday of each month. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL. Proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Tyler Gum for WGIL. Register now for the Regional Office of Education's webinar, Toddlers and Technology, the Tablet Baby Generation, on Wednesday, January 5th from 6 to 7 p.m. Learn how to protect small children from harmful content and get guidance on kid-friendly media. Find out how to register on the community events page at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Want to hand your favorite local charity $100? Nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank at Galesburg.info draw winner from the nominees, like Blackthorn Hill Nature Preserve, who just got $100. Nominate now at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy tonight, chance of snow, maybe mixed with freezing rain at times, overnight low of 24. Patchy fog tomorrow morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, high of 39, low of 28 tomorrow night. Friday, partly sunny and a high of 47. In downtown Galesburg, it's 28 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here tonight. They win third place in the Mattoon Holiday Tournament as they defeat Olney by a final score of 61-34. So third place for the Streaks, pick up their 13th win of the season. They outscored Olney 11-4 in that fourth quarter. Coming up, we get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. That's one of the quickest trophy presentations I've ever seen. They didn't even hardly get a chance. I got a couple of pictures, but just as Kira was raising it up, they basically had to walk off the court. Couldn't get any other pictures or anything. So, nonetheless, the Streaks won it, and that's because there's another game coming up. But still, couldn't you give them a second to celebrate? But Muhammad Seymour is going to take on Mattoon. This is probably the biggest crowd we've seen in this gym. And these two teams played a really good game yesterday, and they are actually in the same conference now, as Muhammad Seymour had dropped out of the Big 12, and now they are in the Apollo Conference along with Mattoon. So should be a good one here tonight in the championship game. And again, they had a very close one last night. And, Muhammad Seymour sounded like they were yesterday afternoon. Muhammad Seymour looked like they had some chances to win it, but couldn't get over the hump. But the Streaks get their win here tonight and take home the third-place trophy as they defeat Olney 61-34. Is the final score. We're going to take a timeout and come back. We're going to get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks win at 61-34. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home. And by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at Mattoon High School, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Streaks win the third place trophy here tonight. Final score, they defeat the Olney Tigers 61-34. Waiting for Coach Massey to make his way up our direction. So go ahead and get started on some post-game stats. I see Coach Massey on the far corner of the gym, so it'll take him a couple of minutes to get up here, but we'll start with scoring for the Streaks. They were led by Kiara Kilgore with 20 points in the game. All those came in the first three quarters, 16 in the first half, two baskets in the third quarter. She had five twos, three threes, one for two from the free throw line, so she ended the tournament with 112 points for the tournament. So she's behind Grace Nelson right now, who ended up with 126 from Altamont, and ahead of Mallory Ramage from Mattoon. She's got 94 going into this game. 13 points for Abby Lingefelter, five baskets, three for four from the free throw line, double-double. Eric will have those stats coming up as far as the rebounds and steals, assists, and those on the way in a bit. 9 points for Caden Slidick, two twos, a three, two for two from the line. 8 points for Abby Davidson, three baskets, two for two from the line. 2 points for Grace Nelson on a basket, same for Capri Ferguson and Kayla Pendergast. Two for Lily Clark on a basket. 1 point for Soraya Boyd on one for two from the line. Streaks 4 for 16 from the line. Or no, 9 for 16 from the line. I'm sorry.
I had him 9 for 14.
I must have counted.
Is the violation, does that count as a free throw?
See, I don't
think it does.
Okay, maybe it doesn't. So
yeah, I don't think it counts as an attempt.
All right. Well, Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And, Coach, congratulations first off on a victory. And, you talked about, these kids, you knew they were going to come out and play, and they certainly showed up and really kind of took them out of it early.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting and what's positive is a lot of what they did early just showed the confidence level that some of them have gotten. And that's, as a coach, that's really fun to see of how over the last 2 weeks, some of them aren't the same players that they were before. They're just so much more confident in terms of what their abilities are.
33 Bergener. She just, I mean, Abby Linfelter gave her fits early on, and she, you know, her first shot, Abby blocked, and then she didn't even have another attempt for quite some time. Just really took her completely out of the ballgame. In fact, her only points came from the free throw line.
Right, and, you know, you look, and I said in the locker room we talked about of that Abby Davidson and Kiara are all tournament, and they're all very, very worthy of the honor. But also saying that you look, Cadence and Abby Lingenfelter would have been equally deserving of it. The problem for those two is the things they do aren't always measured in stats. Yeah. And you look that what you described with Abby Lingenfelter as far as defending, and then what Cadence in, you know, she went from guarding the point guard to guarding, you know, whatever you'd call the other kid, but basically a post player, and she was able to handle it and pick that part up. And you look, same as the first game, Cadence was the one that ended up got some deflections and steals and made it a little bit more of a full court game for us. And Abby Lingenfelter, it's just, she has become such an outstanding rebounder for us. It's just unbelievable as far as, you know, I think her her vertical jump is probably 5 inches, but she ends up is just so relentless in doing it. And when she gets the ball, it's not fumbled at all in terms of play.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, that it's unfortunate. Of course, they keep, you know, they throw out there who scores the most points. How about you put those rebound stats out there? Because we had, she had, what, 3 games in this tournament, double-digit rebounds, including tonight. She had a double-double, points and rebounds, and she was close to 10 in that other game. So it's like, I wish they put those stats out and steals and things like that. You're right, there are things that aren't going to show up that, unless you're here watching, you're not going to see some of those things that those two and some of the others do to help out, help
that,
her win.
Yeah, that's life. You know, I mean, football, the linemen begin to understand there's not going to be a Heisman Trophy for them and things. But good team effort. I thought Capri and Grace did a nice job running the offense for us. And then, you know, the whole group of kids that came off the bench besides Capri of with all of them, of Kayla Pendergast, of Addie Peck, Soraya Boyd, Lily Clark, and then Antonio Kistler, that all of them, you know, did to get through 5 games in 3 days. All of them would have liked to have played probably more minutes than they did, but they were all ready. If it was going in for 20 seconds or for 3 minutes, they went in and enabled us to get where we were.
You know, these are kids, they're young, they're in really, really good shape, but 5 games in 3 days is really hard. And there was a stretch there, and I think we saw it in the last game too, somewhere about midway through the fourth quarter, that both teams kind of looked, you know, they looked like this was their 5th game in 3 days, but they were still out there, both of them out there playing hard and putting the effort in, though.
Yeah, and with Olney, it'll be interesting to see what happens with them, that, you know, their leading scorer has been out.
Yeah.
And she'll be back, according to the coach, in mid-January.
Oh, okay.
And their post player, you know, was hurt. So, you know, what he's done is, you know, refused to, you know, say, hey, to just get through this, we're going to sit in the 2-3 zone. That they're a man-to-man team, and they're going to work on it. And so hats off to them.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on the victory here tonight over Olney and the third-place trophy. Well, I'm trying to get a picture of it. Didn't get much of a chance to celebrate because you had to get off the floor to get this next game started. But but you have be able to celebrate it on the way home and the rest of the week, and then back at conference play next Tuesday night.
Yeah, against the Rocks.
Coach, thanks so much, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 61-34 over the Olney Tigers. All right, finish up with some other stats. Scoring-wise, I think we got through all the streaks. And what did you say? Was it 9 for 15 from the free
throw line?
Yeah,
because I don't think that the violation counts as an attempt.
Yeah, because even if she would have made it, it would have counted.
It would have waved off.
For Olney, nobody in double figures. Sarah Ingram led them with 8 points. She had a couple of threes and a two. 6 points for Danielle Brown. 2 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 6 for Riley Bloomer on a couple of threes all in the first half. 5 points for Kenzie Weiler. Didn't play a lot in the second half. Had a 3 in the third quarter and a 2 in the first quarter. Let's see, 4 points for Gracie Bergener on 4 for 8 from the free throw line. 3 for Reese Smith on a 3 early in the game. 2 for Olivia Lempke off the bench. They were 6 for 10 from the line, 6 three-pointers in the game.
16 turnovers for Olney. Streaks only turned the ball over 7 times, so a great number for the Streaks there. They out rebounded only 36-26, including 14-10 on the offensive boards. Olney did not shoot the ball well, 11 of 44 from the field, 6 of 19 from distance. So after going 4 of 7 in the first half, just 2 of 12 in the second half from the three-point range. Streaks, on the other hand, finished the game 24 of 52. They were 4 of 16 downtown, so they were 0 of 7 from 3 in the second half. So kind of the outside got shut off for both teams.
And again, I think we talked about tired legs and tired arms at that point.
Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Aspen Peck had 2 points, but she also had a block and a rebound. Abby Davidson only 3 rebounds in this one, but she did have 6 blocks and an assist to go with her 8 points. Soraya Boyd had the 1 point, but she also had 1 rebound and 2 steals. Evie Lingenfelter, the big night, 13 points, but also 15 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. 2 assists for Antonia Kistler and a rebound. 9 points for Caden Slidick, but she also had 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Kayla Pendergast had a rebound and an assist to go with her 2 points. Capri Ferguson had 2 assists and 2 steals to go with her 2 points. Grace Nelson had the 2 points, but she also had 4 assists and 1 rebound. Kiara Kilgore had the 20 points, but she had 4 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. And Lily Clark, 2 points and 2 rebounds to go with it.
So the Streaks win it, and they take home the third-place trophy.
I'm guessing we might do the anthem here.
Oh, I think they're probably going to do the national anthem here, it looks like. So we're going to take our final timeout. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it here tonight, 61-34, the final score over the Olney Tigers. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Well, then why were you following them?
Right. Respectfully, right. By the way. Respectfully chasing down the jurors on this case.
And keeping our distance.
Respectfully.
But running a red light. That's why I get pulled over.
Yes.
Right.
You friggin' liar.
Well, he looked both ways before running it, so it was very respectful. Golly.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, we knew it was going to happen. Yep, ice. It's a-coming.
Hey, man. Did he say ice is coming? We got a vamoose, man.
No need to get out of here. Just be prepared. Ice is coming. Ice, snow, cold. Are you prepared? Is your car prepared? Make sure your car is road ready for the upcoming winter by taking it to Car-Mark. Car-Mark Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
Tune in for Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School. Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah.
National anthem just got over. So the Streaks won it here tonight. 61-34 is the final score. We didn't even get a chance to discuss the crunch, but I think we're going to be on the same page with this one. Just a really good all-around team effort. And there's a lot of things that don't show up in the stats. You know, like Coach Massey mentioned with Caden Slidick, she had
two
steals, but a lot of deflections and just did a great job defensively. We talked about the girls coming off the bench, did a really nice job, and even at the end down there playing against some of the starters still that were in for Olney, but really nice job by everybody off the bench. Of course, Kiara Kilgore, really she got us going offensively to start the game and had 14 of her 16 in the first quarter, including 3 three-pointers. And 4 rebounds and assists, a steal. Abby Davis did a nice job again defensively with 6 block shots and 8 points. But this young lady just set the tone. I mean, number one, we talked about what she did defensively to start the game on Grace Bergener. Bergener didn't even want to take a shot after job that was being done on her. And as Coach Massey was talking about in the post game, she's just become a beast on the boards. It's all about positioning and desire, and she proved it here in this tournament.
Well, she's done a great job, and of course we're talking about the senior Abby Lingenfelter, 13 points, 15 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. 9 of those 15 rebounds were on the offensive end, and she's just done a phenomenal job getting the positioning and finding where she needs to be. And you know, I don't know if anybody's read anything about Dennis Rodman, but that was one of the things he always talked about. He wasn't the biggest guy. He wasn't the best sleeper. But he had a knack for knowing where the ball was going to come and out-hustling everyone to it. And that's kind of what she did in this tournament. She really stepped up. She was in the conversation, I would say, just about every game for the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And didn't get it, and we're going to give her to her in this game because I think she really did set the tone for the squad. She was there the entire game. She had 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 rebounds in the second quarter. Then she had 5 in the third quarter, 4 in the fourth quarter. So just consistency throughout the entire game.
Well, and I can think of one play in particular that just personified all that. And it was the ball got loose. It was an offensive rebound, and she went diving on the floor after it.
Right.
Ripped it away, and sitting on her rear end on the floor, got the pass to Abby Davidson, who put the shot up and in. And so there you go. You got the after the loose ball and the rebound, got the assist on the play as well. So, yeah, just a really nice tournament for Abby Lingenfelter. Probably not going to show up as an all-tournament player, but definitely deserving of it, that's for sure. All right. Well, the Streaks win it here tonight, 61-34. Abby Lingenfelter, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Championship game underway between Muhammad Seymour and Mattoon, tied at 2 early on in this one. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll check back in with you on Tuesday night next week when the Streaks play host to the Rock Island Rocks in a makeup Western Big Six game, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock for the tip here on WGIL. Right now, we're going to send things over to Taylorville, where the Galesburg High boys are playing in the third place game of that tournament. They're taking on the Dunlap Eagles. Thanks again to our studio engineer, Clark Burnett, and let's head over to Streaks boys basketball here on WGIL.